What did you learn from your research?
Well, from our research, we learned that migrants are not only vital to Canadian economy, but they also bring a wealth of knowledge and contribute to the broader Canadian society with their critical understanding of various forms of inequalities in Canada. For example, from the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, we witnessed how migrant community organizers leveraged their previous experience in disaster relief from their home regions to mobilize support, mutual aid, disseminate up-to-date public health information, and advocate for broader access to economic supports like Canada Emergency Relief Benefit.
That even with this capacity for transformative resilience, many migrant-led communities struggle due to limited resources and unstable funding. This really strains the extent to which they can mobilize and address the concerns within their own communities, including unaffordable housing, lack of childcare, precarious work, precarious migration, as well as the longstanding struggles in the Tibetan community for freedom from Chinese occupation. So considering the potential but lack of resources, we really wanted to recommend for both different levels of government as well as immigrant serving organizations to really shift their relationship to migrant communities, to create spaces for migrant communities to come together and identify the concerns in their community and also mobilize to change those, address those systemic inequalities through mutual aid, through direct service, but also through advocacy. We also advocate for greater funding initiatives to support migrant-led collective action, mutual aid, and direct service. This is important not only to amplify the knowledge and leadership potential within these communities, but also to recognize that many of these migrant communities come to Canada with a deep understanding of systemic inequalities that could support our collective effort to address inequality and work together towards positive social change.